up with Wake Up with Webster.
Tay FM. From the beginning, I came home from work and discovered that one of the dogs had eaten a whole bundle of money that I'd had stashed away in my bedroom.
What, was it covered in like dog food was, or what?
No, it was in an envelope collected from the bank as it was, just zipped inside a handbag, but they'd eaten the handbag as well.
Oh, my word.
And eaten through loads of the money.
Now, when you say loads, we are talking loads here. We're talking how much?
£520.
Oh, my goodness.
She ate. It's a border collie.
It is a border collie.
Supposed to be an intelligent dog.
Well, she didn't eat any old muck, did she?
Yeah. It's got high value taste.
Yes.
Depends. Was that a Chanel handbag?
You were saving up this money for something special, weren't you?
I was. I'd actually gone and taken out a credit union loan to do my garden because I had a really terrible garden. So I'd taken out this loan and put the money in there to keep it safe so I didn't spend it.
Dog ate £500 worth of notes. It was mainly £20 notes, was it?
It was all £20 notes.
So what did you do? Did you just look at her and just start crying? I would cry.
I did after the initial shock. I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? You know, so I phoned house insurance, I phoned pet insurance and everything to try and see if they would help me with it, but they all said no. So my next call was the bank, and they said that if I had the money, I could send it back to them. They were all English notes, so they had to go to England. I could send it back to them.
Even if they were chewed up?
Replace them. So, well, there was a few of them that weren't chewed up, but £480 was really... it went through her. My next step was to... Well, we decided not to go for walks anywhere for a few days so that she was just in the garden, and I collected up all the poo that she did. Every single poo that showed signs of money in it.
With gloves.
With gloves, I have to say, yes. With gloves.
That is a thankless...
How many? Can you remember how many that was?
I can't remember how many poo she did because it was so much. But to be honest, there was so much money in it, there was very little poo attached, so it wasn't quite as bad.
Oh, no.
Poo and riches.
It was very compact with money.
Oh, my word. So the next thing is, though, you then have to, well, effectively launder the money.
I did. Money laundering. Oh, my
God. So what, you stick it in the machine?
No, we washed in buckets of water. In bases, we hosed it first of all to get the big bits off, and then we had soapy water. We thingied it in soapy water twice.
We do apologise if you're having your breakfast right now.
I hope you're not having sausages.
And then stretched it all out to dry, and then started the job of writing down all the serial numbers.
It's basically the worst, smelliest jigsaw ever.
It was horrific.
It really is.
It was just a mammoth task.
Please, please tell me it was worth it and you had a happy ending.
Well, would you believe Royal Mail lost it? After me washing and collecting and piecing together all this money, I sent it for Royal Special Delivery, recorded delivery it was, and it went missing in the post.
Oh, no.
So,
well, postmen and dogs don't get on, so they must have maybe sensed
it.
They must have smelt and gone, no, we don't do dogs.
So that poo sifting was all a waste of time.
It kind of was. Eventually Royal Mail, but they say as a goodwill gesture, after the Sunday Post got in touch with them, they did refund me some of the money, but they said that they didn't have to. They were doing it as a goodwill gesture.
Oh, God.
So my money is still, my dog-eaten money is still floating around somewhere. They say they just went missing in their system.
So if you're in the...
like the money went missing in your dog's system.
I was going to say, if you're in the Balmullo area of Fife, please do not stop and look through poos randomly.
Yeah, that's the worst treasure hunt ever.
Wake up with Webster. Love it, love it, love it. Tay FM.